Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we have an email from Elijah.
Elijah says, hey Ben and Nathan, I'm a big fan of your common sense approach to the LSAT and always find your podcast refreshingly honest and direct. Thanks, Elijah. That's nice. I'm hoping to get some honest and direct advice of my own as I continue how I want to approach the law school application process. For context, I'm going into my junior year as an undergraduate student and am considering two paths to law school. I currently have a 4.0 GPA at a top 20 undergraduate university and scored a 165 on my LSAT diagnostic.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
I'll be studying for the LSAT using the Demon this late summer and fall in hopes of taking the test before I depart for study abroad in the spring of 2023. As for my two options that I'm considering, the first would be applying to Harvard through their junior deferral program. I would apply in my junior spring, as is required for the program, and could only apply there at that point, which we just hate that. Yeah. I just hate it. You sound like a kick-ass candidate.
It's interesting. They don't let you apply anywhere else.
Yeah.
Unless you get rejected, I guess, right?
If you get rejected, then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
If I were lucky enough to be accepted, Elijah says, I would essentially be locked into taking 2 years off of work and then attending Harvard. Sorry, 2 years off to work and then attending Harvard. Isn't that interesting, Ben?
Yeah, they make you work.
The junior deferral program, they actually want you to work for 2 years. You know, partially what they're doing is they're just planning out their classes way in advance. This allows them to have more certainty about their class sizes.
They've
in the
booked
future.
People in, right? They've locked booked, you in.
This is great for Harvard. This is excellent for Harvard. I don't know how good this is for you, Elijah.
They've cherry picked the best students.
Yeah, and they probably
they get
don't
on
need,
the market.
Yeah. They know they're not going to give you a scholarship because they're Harvard. And so they just cherry pick the best early. And you don't then get, you know, a potentially like full ride scholarship from UChicago or something.
You just have no awareness either because you've also like preemptively not applied.
You can't get
anywhere.
Into Yale. You can't get into Stanford. You can't get a full ride from NYU or Columbia or Michigan or, you know, UVA or any, I don't know. There's like so many great schools that could pay you to go there, get a stipend to go to for free and a stipend. And you're not going to have any idea what these other offers are. Anyway, the second option, says Elijah, would be to wait another year and apply to a range of law schools as a senior to see my options. To be clear, if I did the first and was rejected, I would just go on to the second. Yeah. The heart of my question is the following. I live just outside of Boston and would likely want to practice in Massachusetts. Harvard is the best, or perhaps second best, school for the type of law that I am interested in practicing. And I mean, in Massachusetts, it has to be just the best at everything.
Yep.
Is it worth foregoing the scholarship offers that I might get if I waited and didn't apply to the junior deferral program? As is probably apparent, if I got into Harvard, I would obviously accept, despite the extra debt that I would accumulate relative to a school with a merit scholarship. I'm not trying to jump the gun by assuming I would get into anywhere, says Elijah with his 4.0 GPA and his 165 LSAT diagnostic.
From a top 20s undergrad, yeah.
Elijah, you're going to get in almost everywhere.
Yep.
Anyway, humbly, he says, I'm not trying to jump the gun by assuming I would get in anywhere. I'm just curious to hear what your thoughts are about these junior deferral programs that several T14 schools offer. Are they worth the trade-off of not seeing all of one's scholarship options? My gut says no.
No, I don't think so. You're really hyper-focused on Harvard. It might be the best option, but I think you're going to get into Harvard anyway.
Yeah, I mean, imagine like a football team, you know, looking at some like hot shit. Yeah, obviously the rules don't work this way, but imagine if a team was able to like look at a hot shit. Just they, you know, it was like they play national high school football, like and they're just like a stud in their junior year of high school football. They're like dominating national high school football. And some pro team is just like, hey, tell you what, like, sign with us now. We're going to give you a rookie minimum contract. and don't go to college, and then you'll guaranteed get to play for us for the league minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what this is like, right? And it's like, no, oh, but it's, oh, it's the Patriots. It's like, yeah, I know, but they're going to want you after you dominate your senior year of high school and then go dominate in college. They're still going to want you. So why not try to sign for the big bucks instead of, I don't know. Yeah. Harvard's great and all. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like you're a good enough applicant that they're going to want you anyway.
Yeah. And you could go to free to some amazing programs. I don't know. The 2 year thing too is a little strange, right? Like, okay, now I have to go work for 2 years. That could be a good thing for you, but why not 1 year?
Nothing's stopping you from doing that anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, you would have the option to do it instead of them telling you. I mean, it's so good for them that it almost has to be bad for you, right? It's like they're putting you in their schedule way in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. Okay. Then, might work out for me, but maybe I want to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, that's, they can do it because they're Harvard, but I feel like you're a good enough applicant and you're a savvy enough applicant because you listen to us that you, I don't know that this is, there's other ways. Like, you could end up getting into Harvard via the normal way, but you also could get some better offer from, yeah, because you're not getting a scholarship anyway. So what if you get into actual Yale, or what if you get into Stanford and decide that you'd like to get out of the winters for a little while? Or what if you get a full ride to some other kick-ass place? I don't know. That just doesn't seem that great to me.
Nope.
Unless you're really, really sure that you only want to go to Harvard. I guess I would do it if I was 100% like, yep, I'll go to Harvard no matter what. Then I guess I would do it. But how do you know that?
That's the thing. It's hard to make that decision until you have the other offers in front of you.
Yeah. You won't know how you feel if you foreclose all of those offers.
Hmm.
You won't know how you would have felt, right? I mean, you'll just be like, nah, it's Harvard for me. That's it.
I mean, Elijah does know what area of law he wants to practice. Talk to more people if you're really sure. Maybe it's worth it, but default presumption is no.
Default presumption is definitely no.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he says, I would likely want to practice in Massachusetts.
Mm.
What if not? What if you decide you don't like your family that much? What if you decide you don't like winter that much? What if you meet somebody that you really do like a lot and they're in Silicon Valley? What if, I don't know, a lot of what ifs. You're just closing off a lot of doors with this.
Yeah.
It's opening one real nice one. But yeah, closing too many others, I think.
I mean, and at some point you do have to close those doors. There's yeah, a lot of value in closing doors, but
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, the counter argument is like, well, you can just stop even worrying about all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
And you could just if you're clear that you'll be happy going. I mean, God, but you're speaking for yourself 5 or 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that Harvard JD, by the way, you're going to be able to practice wherever you want. So it doesn't, like, you don't have to practice in Massachusetts. It's the best for practicing in Massachusetts, but you definitely don't have to practice in Massachusetts. But you are speaking for yourself, because it's junior year, senior year, then 2 years of work. Then 5 years from now, you're like saying, yes, I will start law school at Harvard Law 5 years from now. Yeah. And graduate from Harvard Law School 8 years from now.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to make those commitments about your future self. Hopefully that was helpful, Elijah. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.